Well, I don't know anything about tabs, so I'm just going to show you how to play it. So obviously, it goes like this. It all revolves around your D major. F sharp major 7. And that's your first chord there. So it starts out like this. You're going to use your middle finger. I like to use my middle finger at least. On the third fret of the bottom E string. And then your ring and pinky fingers on the fourth fret of the T and G strings. And that'll make your nice F sharp major 7 chord. And then you're going to take a shape that's similar to that up to the 6th fret. And you're going to use your same combination of fingers here. Your middle, ring, and pinky fingers. But they're all going to be on the 6th fret of the E, D, and G strings. And that's going to make your B flat minor 7. Then, what you're going to do is you're going to make C sharp major 7 chord, right? And that starts up on the 5th fret of the A string, 7th fret of the D string, 6th fret of the G string, and then the 7th fret of the B. So that'll sound like this. So that full first figure is now the second figure, and this is going to come back quite a bit in the rev. It's your first chord that you learn, the F sharp major 7. And then you're going to move that shape down a fret. Now you're going to be on the second fret, your middle ring and pinky fingers. And that's going to be on the E string, your D string, and then your G string. Then you're going to move your pinky finger up a fret. You know, that creates that sort of tension. So that section sounds like this. And then for the third section, I think that's the third section. No, it's fourth. It sounds like this. So you're going to start with that first chord again. And then you're going to go to a new chord. That's your E flat minor 9. And to make that, you're going to have your middle finger on the 7th fret of the A string, index finger on the 5th fret of the D string, and then your ring and pinky fingers on the 7th fret of the G and B strings. And that sounds like this. Then you're going to use the similar shape to what you used on the second chord of the last figure here. But you're going to move that up all the way up to the fifth fret. So that's. And then you can use your index finger on the fifth fret of the E string, your middle finger on the 6th fret, the 5th fret of the D string, and then your pinky finger on the 6th fret of the G string. And that makes sense, sort of a nice dominant chord, your 8th flat dominant. And then you're going to use the 2nd figure again. very simple. So altogether, very slowly, it sounds like this.